Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel
941. Here are your news headlines. Well, M's Pub from the Old Market is back in business. The restaurant and bar at 11th and Howard held a soft opening for family and friends yesterday, less than 2 years after a destructive fire and explosion. The restaurant had been closed since January of 2016 when a gas main incident caused a fire to break out in the iconic restaurant. M's Pub will reopen to the general public this Wednesday, November 1st.
But so the picture is a big wow moment. I think if you look at that picture, like, wow, it looks like the original. And that's what the guy's saying, that everyone is like blown away.
Mm-hmm.
If you really liked M's Pub, you were like, well, I hope they don't lose the magic. And the owners were like, we knew we had to get it perfect.
And it's
of hitting that magic expectations. And they're saying they think they have. People are like, wow, this is so cool.
Same bar top, same everything for the most part. So, yeah, welcome back.
Omaha police say they've arrested three juveniles after carjacking on Sunday. It happened Sunday morning. They were brought into custody Sunday afternoon. They're connected to a string of carjackings around the Omaha area. They were armed with an airsoft gun. Looks like a real handgun, but it's just a toy. Authorities say that the three carjackings took place Sunday morning. And former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has surrendered to authorities. This morning, he turned himself into the Justice Department. The Justice Department special counsel Robert Mueller and the former Trump campaign official Rick Gates has been told to turn himself in as well.
That was Manafort's protege, so they got his protege too.
Yes.
So 12 counts, though, so they're releasing it's 12 counts. Conspiracy against the United States is one that's interesting. The rest of them look like a lot of financial stuff. 7 counts of like failing to disclose foreign bank financial accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people thought. There'd be money laundering, you know, some violations of the tax code. But that's what's interesting. One of them is conspiracy against the United States.
Ooh. That's pretty heavy. So Manafort arrived at the FBI's Washington field office this morning.
How'd you like
when
to be the,
surrendered?
The other guy's like, I was just the protege.
Yeah, like, trying to learn.
Trying to learn what? So this is all right. Going to be, this is the first, I don't know if these will be the only, but this morning it was those two.
Sit back and wait.
Open enrollment for Obamacare gets underway this week. It's the first during the Trump administration. The administration had slashed advertising budgets and dismantled the subsidies that insurance companies depended on in previous years to offer coverage. It's still the law of the land, however. So the enrollment period begins Wednesday on healthcare.gov, and the deadline to sign up for the Affordable Care is through December 15th. And the Houston Astros are one win away from their first World Series title. Last night, it went late, but it was worth it. It was bottom of the 10th. The Astros finally got a 13-12 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game 5 last night. Game 6
second longest
is in
game.
L.A. on tomorrow.
Next two are in L.A., so if it goes... Two more. Second longest game ever. 7 home runs, 10 innings. It was nuts. This got over at like 12:40 last night.
This might go all 7.
Lord.
Wow.
And it's home run. It's nuts. It's the most home runs ever in a World Series with at least one game left to go.
So the company that's responsible for marketing Corona here in the U.S. is expanding their portfolio. Alcoholic beverage marketer and producer Constellation Brands is crossing over to the recreational marijuana business. I guess the Corona U.S.'s marketer has purchased nearly 10% of the Canadian marijuana company Canopy Growth Corporation. So the two companies will work on creating cannabis-infused beverages for the Canadian marketplace. Mm. Now, Canada is expected to legalize recreational marijuana use next year. Like, that's as a
and
whole
it'll
country.
Just go nationwide.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. not
playing with just,
state.
Like, provinces. Like, yeah, it's legal in Alberta.
whole country.
You got to go to Ottawa if you really want to get crazy. Yeah, it'll be across the entire country.
I would think it would be like Labatt's or something. Like, does Corona own the big beer companies? Like, why isn't Molson? All their arenas and stuff up there are like Molson Place and like Labatt House. Like, you would think a Canadian beer would be the one rolling out the marijuana.
Right.
I mean, because we've always compared what's going to happen when they Budweiser marijuana in America. I'm sure the small shops that used to make marijuana are like, dude, eventually they're going to screw it up, man. They're going to make it like Budweiser. You know, you go to your corner grocer to buy your legal weed.
But they're talking about weed-infused beer, you said?
Yes, weed-infused. I mean, it's not beer, but they'd be weed-infused beverages.
Okay.
So the idea would be that it would be, it wouldn't taste like, you know, gross cannabis. I mean, I imagine they'll probably put on like the malt beverage type of deal.
It could taste like weed in anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they can put it now.
You put it in nut bomb.
In anything. And that's how people kind of want to consume it now. It's like people don't want to smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all edibles and drinkables and put on a patch or put
this
it in your tea or your coffee.
Yeah.
What's nuts is that they say the company won't sell marijuana-based products in the U.S. until it's legalized at the federal level.
All right.
But, I mean, how many people are going to be going across the border, bringing back cases of this stuff? I mean, are they going to stop you? And
I'm
like,
sure
say,
they will. Yeah, I'm sure.
But it's just interesting.
It,
like, that'll be like the new thing that, you know, they're going to have to look for.
I think it would seem
obvious
when you're coming back from Canada with Corona.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you had like a six pack of Molson that they're like, we get it, you're buying Canadian beer.
Yeah.
But Corona, they're like,
keep in mind, this is just the company that owns, like, that markets for Corona. They're going to make an alcoholic beverage. It's just, it's the people behind Corona. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a Corona.
The best thing Corona does right now are their ads, and those are amazing. Every time somebody sees a, you know, a sunset, a Corona gets a lime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's such a brilliant ad campaign. Hey, it's playing off an angel gets its wings.
I associate limes with Corona. Whenever I see them, I'm like, must be for Corona.
Every time you decide not to go back to the office, a Corona gets its wings.
Yeah.
Or gets a lime, and you see the guy, like, you know, people just having a good time.
That's really sweet.
It's a good ad campaign, man. I mean, it's tough probably to reinvent the wheel in 2017.
Yes.
It's like, how do you sell more beer when everyone's just like, it's beer. I get it. Like, I've had them. They're good. So we might have a type when looking for a partner. There could be something in the old adage of, like, you know, you marry your mom or your dad. There are new findings from scientists that say that people really do end up looking for women that look or resemble their mothers and women guys that resemble ladies' fathers. That heterosexual women and gay men were attracted to men whose eyes were the same color as their dad.
Ew, so you look just like my daddy.
They said that participants were twice as likely to go for someone whose eye color was that the same of the parent.
Doesn't seem surprising. I mean, it's the most consistent male role model in your life, most consistent female role model in your life is your parents.
I can see some resemblance in your husband and your dad in some ways.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, they're both Irish Catholic guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's a pretty similar. I mean, it's when you have like the blue eyed, sandy haired model. I mean, they all kind of come off the assembly line looking similar.
That's probably nature versus nurture. So the nurture side of you, or maybe it's both, is drawing you to marry your dad.
Yeah.
But a lot of girls out there don't want to marry their dad, so they find.
Maybe
the opposite on purpose. It's almost like a protest date. That's why when your girlfriend brings you home to dad, you either click with him or he hates your guts.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've seen that. You go home and you meet a girl's dad and you're like him. I mean, the two of you completely hit it off. And then your girlfriend's almost annoyed.
Oh, like
because you're out on the porch smoking cigars. It's like, I can hang out with your dad. Like, we're drinking beers. And they're like, well, they don't get along that well. God.
He's still awful. Did all sorts of stuff like ground me and never let me have any fun. I would say that my husband visually probably like resembles my dad, but they're different personalities.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like but it's interesting because I know people who like straight up married like their mom or their dad where like you meet them and you're like, you realize that this person is your dad. You know what I mean? Like the same personality, the same, they may not look exactly alike, but like the same.
There's
sort
something
of,
there that
exactly
that brings you back to home.
Right.
Yeah. Mama getting
now,
served.
Why is it down south people so badly want to marry their sister? Someone who's like their sister.
Lack of options.
Someone who's like sister.
Cousin.
cousin, the sister, wife? How about the people that have multiple wives? You know, I mean, are you finding multiple versions of your mother or all of your father's sister wives? I mean, are you just saying we could open this up to a lot of different awkward conversations? But I guess there is something to be said for the idea that it's called the Oedipus complex. It's the idea that a person unconsciously is attracted to like somebody who reminds them of their mom or dad.
Or
yeah,
mom,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now.
Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
Start spreading the news.
You're never alone in New York.
I can't believe Halloween's almost here. One day away.
I love it.
What do you love about it?
It's like my favorite. I love this time of year. I mean, everything about like all of the pumpkin patches and everything. And I am such a sucker for like when you go to, whether it's like the Haunted Hollow or whether you go to Vala's or any of those kind of places, I am absolutely the cash cow that buys all of the food.
The food?
Like, I could have just eaten before I show up to those places. And I'm like, I mean, it smells delicious. How can I not get a bowl of chili?
I was telling these guys I had a fried Twinkie at Haunted Hollow Saturday night, man. And that's, you know, it's dipped in, it's in whipped cream and it's like Elvis fried.
Yes.
It is a deep fried Twinkie. I mean, I haven't had a Twinkie in forever, but man, you could crush like 10 of those. It's pretty delicious.
I gotta be
The Haunted Houses, all of them, by the way, are open tonight and tomorrow. But those are your final two if you haven't been out.
Get out.
Go.
Yeah.
Get out there and do it. Because they've got the bonfires. I mean, it's super, like, I think it's, half of the fun is the fact that it is kind of cold, you know, and you're bundled up. And that's the thing. Like, we went to this, well, we live in Chicago, and out at the Botanic Gardens here, they have this thing called Night of a Thousand Jack-O-Lanterns.
Yeah.
And they fly in artists from all over the country. Like, this one guy works for Disney. He does all of their, like, sculpted animation. And these guys are sculptors, and they sculpt all these pumpkins.
That's
and it's
scary.
Like unbelievable. Mm. I mean, these pumpkins are huge and it's so cool, but of course they have beverages and treats. And one of the things that they have is this spiced rum, apple cider. I'm like, I swear half the reason that I like going to this thing, besides the fact that it's fun and spooky and the kids really love it, is the fact that I'm like, I love that apple cider drink. I don't know what they put in it. I could probably make it myself at home, but the fact that somebody in a kiosk is selling it to me.
Is there booze in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's spiced rum. And then I think they put some a little Scotia brandy in there. And then it's like warm apple cider that they pull like mulling spices in.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just, you know, I mean, it's, and then they have like hot cocoa and you can get like spiked hot cocoa. Like, I mean, it's just different things that you can get. But of course, like,
did you dress up going?
No, you know, we didn't, but there were people that were there that do go and they are, you know, dressed up in costumes and everything.
Did anybody show up dressed like a bank robber with a mask on and a machine gun?
No. Surprisingly,
freaked everybody out.
Surprisingly, that did not happen.
That did happen this weekend, sadly. Yeah.
But I mean, I think I've also like given my kids this taste of Hollywood, Halloween fever, because it's not even Halloween yet. And they're already discussing how they're going to dress next year. Like they're already pre-gaming costumes for 2018.
Okay.
Like they haven't even trick-or-treated yet, but yet they are ready out of the gate for next year. Like they're not even going to wait till November 1st to start discussing it.
So what are they saying they want to dress up as?
So this year, Declan is going as Darth Vader, and it's so cool. Like I wish I were 8 again. This costume is just the coolest. I mean, you can. It's not some,
it's like store bought or homemade.
Yeah, we actually did store bought. I mean, we really did go and get the, because he wanted the helmet. That's the big thing, and it has the like big helmet and the cape and all of it. It's got a weapon belt or whatever, like a, I don't know.
So it looks like
utility belt.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. And then my daughter is a pink fairy.
Ooh. Ooh, that's what I want.
Homemade or store-bought?
That's homemade. We are repurposing her dance recital outfit from last year. I went to the dollar store and bought some pink wings and a wand. And then there you go.
And you're going to go as a hungry, drunken Whatever.
I'm going to go as a mom. I'll probably wear my witch's hat.
Okay, yeah.
And carry my witch's brew in a to-go mug as we go through the neighborhood ringing doorbells for candy. But no, next year he's already talking about how he wants to be Harry Potter. I'm like, how about we just focus on
this year
being Darth Vader this year and figure out that whole thing next year.
Well, no, one
you
day
can't,
away.
You can't rail in his imagination.
No, I cannot. He is a free spirit.
All right, 938-9400. Time to get someone qualified for New York City.
Non-costume.
You can wear a costume there if you want.
They have the best Halloween parade in New York City.
Do they really?
It's one of the largest in the country. It's unbelievable. My parents used to fly in every year and come and visit. It's down in Greenwich Village. And it is huge. And it's at night.
Okay.
And they walk the streets. It's a huge, big parade in Greenwich Village. And they celebrate All Hallows Eve.
That's pretty sweet.
It's really stinking cool. The bars are hopping. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody's in costume. All the adults. Everybody's just going bar to bar. It's so fun.
Well, this trip is for four people. Won't be during Halloween, of course. But it'll be at the end of November for all kinds of stuff. Hello, who's this?
This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was pretty uneventful, but, you know, sometimes that's the best one.
Yeah, uneventful, huh? That's a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is your calling right here. Congratulations, you're calling number 9.
Oh, my gosh. I am literally so excited.
That's good.
I'm so excited. It is, like, my life goal to be a Rockette. And I've been a dancer all my life, but I'm like a half inch too short. But I've like danced with them over the summers, and I love everything about them.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. How tall do you have to be? What's the cutoff for a Rockette?
You know, it's like they start taking it like 5'3", all the way up to like 5'9", 5'10". But I am like 5'1½", and it just breaks my heart. But
oh my gosh, you're just a little peanut.
That's
of
terrible.
A person. That's so funny.
Are you done growing?
You know, I think I am. I'm 23, going to be 24 next month, and I just don't think I have it in me. I like begged my parents. I was like, if I sleep upside down, will I stretch and grow? And
that's pretty cute.
Yeah, but no luck for me. But like, I've seen them when they come to Omaha, and they're incredible, and I love Hamilton so much, and I know every word, and I'm so excited.
Wow.
So, well, you got to win this thing then.
Oh, it would be so amazing.
Do you
want to
sing
I'm
some
so
Hamilton?
Excited.
Sing some Hamilton.
Sing
for
some
it.
For
oh
us. My. Come on.
Oh, I don't know. I'm more of a dancer than a singer. If I could dance Hamilton, I so would.
Okay.
Well,
I saw our buddy. Did you see our buddy Dancing Dan did a dance off? Was that Village Point?
Yeah, he did.
He's a spot on Bruno Mars, though.
Really?
I mean, it's dancing.
Yeah, he's good.
He had the hat, and if when he stops moving, he kind of looks like Bruno. But when he's moving, it's spot on.
He's a dancing man. All right, dude, you're in the running. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Hold on the line.
Oh, if only we could pick. I would pick her.
I'm with you.
There's been so many great qualifiers. That's been the big thing. There's been so many people with so many great stories that deserve to go.
Can you imagine having that goal and that dream of wanting to do something, and it takes something just as like, I'm like 1 inch too short? That's a...
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
So to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Whitney Houston's blockbuster film, The Bodyguard, Christina Aguilera is going to be performing a medley of Whitney Houston's hits during the American Music Awards when they air next month on November 19th.
That'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I just tried to watch The Bodyguard on cable, and I'd never seen it.
I think it's painful to watch. Oh, my God. I love that movie.
No, you don't.
Yes, when he carried her in her arms.
I never got to that part.
But it was a relationship. They ended up falling in love.
I know the premise, but it's just a weird movie. It's very dated. Because, like, even her act on stage, Whitney's, it's weird. It's kind of stunted and cheesy and... He's way too intense of a bodyguard. He keeps wanting to run on stage every 2 seconds and tackle like the guy playing bass.
He does
like
his job.
Whitney has to keep looking at him, going, "No, that's just the guitarist."
Right. It's like, listen.
I watch it now and I'm like, that bodyguard would be fired after the show.
Yeah.
A little too handsy.
Yes.
A little too much. I know. Well, I guess the whole tribute will be like a bunch of Christina Aguilera focusing on like the soundtrack. So I Will Always Love You. Remember, that was like a huge hit for Whitney Houston, but it was actually Dolly Parton's song before that. So it'll be interesting. So this is the American Music Awards. They'll be airing live on ABC November 19th. Halloween is tomorrow, but the celebrities spent all weekend going to their fancy parties dressed in their fancy costumes. Some people went really all in, and then others, it was just like a fun play on things. Kristen Bell, she will do anything to make her daughter happy, including dressing up as her Frozen character. I guess was like super reluctant to do it. She's like, so she took to Instagram and shared a photo of herself dressed like Elsa. Actually, Elsa is not the character that she plays, but it's the other. She played Anna.
How much does her kid's head explode knowing that your mom is the person?
Right?
If you're a little girl growing up loving Frozen and you're like, yeah, that's my mom.
Mm-hmm. That has to be just absolutely like you're the always invited to every birthday party because there's the slight possibility that your mom's going to drop you off or stick around and, you know, maybe sing a song.
So the photo's adorable. And she Instagrammed, when your daughter demands you both be Elsa for Halloween, you grin and forking Barrett. Hashtag Halloween. So she fake swear like she does in the Happy Place, the Special Place. What's her TV show?
The Good Place.
The Good Place.
She looks beautiful. I mean, like, that's like a stunning Elsa costume. She really went all in. But yeah, how sweet is that she did that for her daughter? That's the only person that you would do something like that for. They're saying Halloween, the funniest, like, tongue-in-cheek costume goes to Gwyneth Paltrow. She did something absolutely inspired. She went with her boyfriend and dressed up as the head in the box from the movie Seven. Remember, she's the what's in the box?
What's in the box?
And that was her character.
California. In the box?
California. Yeah. Get away from here, California. Get away.
Don't open it. Don't engage. He's got the upper hand. Yeah, she sported a box on her head along with a shocked expression on her face while her boyfriend replicates the orange jumpsuit that, you know, Kevin Spacey wore. Isn't that
Spacey,
funny, though? I know. So Kevin Spacey is in some trouble. We'll get to that in just a moment. But yeah, there were a lot of fun costumes. Kim Kardashian wore like three different costumes. The one that's getting the most buzz is she dressed as Aaliyah, the late singer. And she dressed, I guess, in her. And she's being accused of cultural appropriation because, I guess,
no one can be anything else.
Right. So, but Kim Kardashian also...
A Native American guy couldn't go as Jeff from the Big Party Show. People would be like, how dare you, Jeff? Like, how dare you? And he'd be
being that guy, man.
Well, how about all the buzz about the kids that want to dress as Moana and people have, like, real issue
Really?
Yes. They're all like, don't dress your daughter like Moana. She's not, you know, like, unless she's of like, you know...
Native American or whatever?
Well, no, I think that they're like Hawaiian or, you know, like the Philippines. I know. It's so interesting how people, it's like, it's a little girl. She doesn't know what she's doing. She just wants to play Moana.
That's the funny thing is when people act outraged over cultural appropriation, but they don't even know anything about the culture that they think they're defending.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I saw a bunch of people who are like, that's so racist. You can't dress like an Indian. And people are going, Native American.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Whatever. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to call them. I mean, people are idiots.
Mm-hmm. So Kim Kardashian also dressed like Cher, and she went with her bestie, and they went as Sonny and Cher. And then she also dressed as Madonna with her sister Courtney, dressed as Michael Jackson. And those two went as like 1980s throwback characters. So she had like a million costume changes this weekend. And Kevin Spacey, he has finally publicly announced that he is gay. Mm. But people are having issue with how he announced it because it was in response to a sexual assault allegation made by an actor. Apparently, this actor, his name's Anthony Rapp, and he's saying back in the 80s when Anthony was just 14 years old, a then 26-year-old Kevin Spacey tried to
get with him.
And this kid is the redheaded nerdy friend from Adventures in Babysitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's had quite a career. I mean, now I guess he's on this new Star Trek series. So Kevin Spacey was answering to that and saying, you know, he doesn't remember it, and but he feels as if it did happen. He really owes him an apology and a deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. But he followed it up with saying, you know, hey, I've had a lot of relationships with men and women over the years, but now I am happily living, you know, as a gay man. I choose to now live as a gay man, is what were his words.
Was he married at one given time?
No.
Man, why did I not know this?
Also used to adorn your bedroom walls with Boy George posters. This is real.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
You didn't know Boy George was a guy?
No, I thought it was a little lady.
Mm-hmm. His name was George, and the name Boy
Club.
Was into the
That's culture yeah. club at the moment.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.